سؤال تتحرك كثير with an amazing سوجيا. السوجيا من حقهم منها كمقام and it's something that نوجيا really to all psak. Psak halacha and من حقهم and how a person should be knowing. So the Mishnah tells us that a person lives in a makam where the minhag makam is not to do work on Erev Pesach, so he should do like the minhag, he shouldn't do work. But if he lives in a makam where they do work, he should do work. I see the Gemara weiter, it's not just about minhagim. But Amish is a minhag, it's not din about the lacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. But even by real dinim, there's a halacha. The halacha is that you have to follow the minhag makom. The Gemara tells us a story about Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, that he came to visit Bavel. And in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is like Rabbi Akiva, that there's a certain type of chaylev called chaylev de Asra, this type of chaylev that they were known to eat. They assume that that was mutter chaylev, whereas in Bavel, they assume that that was asr chaylev. So when Rabbi Bar Bar Chana came to visit, so he still ate his chaylev. And the Gemara says the reason he ate his chaylev was the chaylev because it was daito lachser. He was going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. But in a chinami, if he was not that daito lachser, if he planned to stay, if he was here to stay, so the melee would have to take on the chumras of Bavel. Right? Bavel's chumras, that they don't eat this chaylev. The Gemara says the reverse way. You find in Chulin Yud Ches, the Gemara talks about Rav Zeira went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he stopped keeping the kulas of Bavel. He had kulas that he kept from Bavel, kulas of Psak. There was a machlokas between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael over one of the dinim of Shechita, certain type of Shechita, that in Bavel they asked him and they were matter in Eretz Yisrael. So when Rav Zeira went to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says his das was not to go back. Since his das was not to go back, he started keeping the kulos of Eretz Yisrael. So that's a big yisod to psak, that the minhag hamakom is tells you your psak, you're minhagim on your psak. And we'll assume that the ikar in deciding what your psak is or your minhag is based on your genealogy. You know, what your family does, what your grandfather does, what your great-grandfather does. People sometimes research, they don't know what their real minhag is. So it's interesting, just that we'll see that does play a role in halacha, but the ikur in halacha, overriding in halacha, is that if you're in a community, and that community has not accepted sach, that you go along with the community. It's interesting, the Gemara has this maisa on an aleph with Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. That Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, he apparently at some time was in a place where the minhag was to machmer, not to eat this type of chaylev. And he told his son, he said, you should do what everyone else is doing. He said, I saw Rabbi Yochanan that he ate this type of chaylev, so I'm happy eating the chaylev. But you didn't see Rabbi Yochanan eating it, you didn't have that sack hector from Rav Yochanan, so you should do what everyone else is. Don't do what I'm doing. Don't accept my kula. I could be mekel. You should be more machna. So we see, just because the father did it, doesn't mean that the kid's going to do it. The kid bends to the halacha. We see even Rav Chana himself, if he moves into a place that has chumras, he himself would have changed his hanhagos. Just to understand the Indian, speak a song that's pashut, there's an in of psak. Well, sometimes you might think that when you ask the Rav Shaila, you don't know if something's mutter or asr, so you ask the Rav, and the Rav does Rav, so he'll tell you. And that's what psak is. I didn't know before that it might be asr, he told me it's mutter, and if it's mutter. So it's not all psak is. Psak is really much more than that. Psak is a chiddush haTorah, that you can have a psak. And if you go to a Rav and you get a psak, you can rely on that psak. Is the psak right? You love the psak's right. If you ask another Rav, he tell you different. But there's a chiddush of psak that you have. You go by the psak of the person you ask. So it's Gemara Chulim and Gimel. The Gemara says that if a person doesn't have a Rav, he's not like a line of any Bezdin or Rav, So it says, quotes the pasuk, it says, "Haksir b'choshech yalech." He's like a fool who walks in darkness. What does he do? He doesn't have a posik. So Mamela, whenever there's a machlokas, if he ever has a machlokas, you know, when the Gemara is talking about machlokas beishara beishelo, we have, let's say, a machlokas, Mishnah Berurah, and Aruch HaShulchan. So you have a machlokas, any kind of a machlokas, so if the Raisa, he must go l'chumra. The Raisa, he had got to go l'chumra. And the Rabbanus, he could go l'kula. But he has to go l'chumra. But if he has a posik, so then he goes by the posik, and even if it's a suffik, but what's the... If he gets a hector, even if it's the raisa from his posik, he goes l'kula. If his posik tells him in drabanan, he's suffik in drabanan, but the posik says go l'chumra, he goes l'chumra. And the Rambam says that's from the Mishnah Avos. The Mishnah Avos says, "Aselecha rav v'stalik min asafik." Have a rav, a posik, and remove yourself from safik. You don't have a posik, so you're living in safik. You know what to do with safik. Right? So l'chol, but rabban l'kula. But you're living in safik, and it's better not to be that way. It's better you have a psak. Chazanish writes, he has a shtickle about klali harav, and you're daily asim kochnon. And he says, you really have a right to choose anyone who's a Gila or a Ra, not so easy, but anyone who's a Gila or a Ra, you could choose as a Posek. You have to go with them straight, Lekula and Lechumra. You have to take whatever they say. But if you take them completely, so you're good. And the same thing is in Makomos. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Zayin that in the town of Rav Yossi Aglili, they would eat chicken and milk together. Yossi Aglili held that you can eat chicken and you can cook your chicken in butter. Yeah, no problem. So as long as you live in Yossi Aglili's town, you're fine. Right, so today, of course, we passed. Once you sack of all Klal Yisrael or something, you can't choose Yossi Aglili as your poster. But the name of Yossi Aglili, he did. And Rabbi Eliezer's town. So Rabbi Lezer holds that Machshirei Mila Dorech HaShabbos. Rabbi Lezer holds that you could, on Shabbos, if you don't have a knife to do a bris mila, you could make a knife on Shabbos. You could get meltdown metal and make a knife. So in the town of Rabbi Lezer, they didn't like Rabbi Lezer, even though everyone else was saying that. But they were in his town, he was the posek. I used to suffix, how do they know who's right? They don't know who's right, but that's a din of psak. So that's, it comes in part, you know, right in Parshas Yisro. Right in Parshas Yisro that Moshe, everyone wanted to know, so they're asking Moshe. So Moshe appointed Dayanim, and he said, "Ask your Dayan." Yeah.
I just remember if I don't know if anyone asked, but I grew up, so and I don't know whether you ask or like to not, right? But if you ask two different posts, one has like sources of back in the sage, one has back in sources. So aren't you back at square one? You're getting more knowledgeable. You're still a bad guy.
Right. So there's two things I'll say. If you know yourself, so no one ever tells you to do against what you know. Rav Moshe says, "Shout to Rabbi Bar Chana with the chelav," is because Rabbi Bar Chana himself didn't know. He didn't have his own opinion. He knew Rav Yochanan and his Rebbe held one way, but he didn't have an opinion. If you have an opinion, so you know what's right. That's finished. If you're your own posting. If you ask a posting because you don't know, so for the posting to have a din of sack, it has to be he's a Gila Hora. Right? It has to be someone who's Gila Hora is a big thing. But if he is a Gila Hora, he's a real posting. It doesn't mean not every shul rabbi, you know? You check the shul rabbi out, you know? Learn a pasugia well and ask your shul rabbi and see if he knows what he's talking about. Don't just, you know, people go to mechanic and they know there's a good mechanic or a bad mechanic because they know the mechanic's not good because they brought it to him and the whole car fell apart a week later. With a post-it, you don't necessarily know, right? So this way you can know if it's someone who's, you know, Yasher, you know, Moshe, like big people, but if it's your shul rabbi, you don't necessarily know, right? Very often not, right? Oh, if you ask, you shouldn't ask two people. Yes, the Gemara says that. The Gemara says this is also Gemara that if you were to ask two rabbanim, you shouldn't ask two rabbanim. It says if one rav answers, another rav can't come and be matzah. But if you were to ask two Rabbanim, so if you're Stira, and you're back to square one, 100%. But that's the din of psak that you ask one.
Right. like a discussion. Like you were posing a question.
Right. So sometimes the Rav doesn't want to pass in Bechlal, and he'll just tell you, like, maybe if you're not passing, he'll just tell you, I don't know. But in Mishnah Berurah, this is what it says. So sometimes it doesn't have a din of a psak. Sometimes people will ask the Rav, even not the Paskin. You know, you can ask the Rav, I'm not asking this else psak. Do you think this is a shag? Or something like that. Because once the Rav Paskin, so then they're stuck. They can't go looking for a makom. Okay, but the inyan of makom is also in the Torah. This idea that you go one city. In a city, you go by, let's say it's a city with one kehillah, you go by the city, right? So that you see, maybe most in Torah Shabbat, and did a shelter with social teeth and with Chabachol Shalrecha, that every city has to have a Besdin. And they go by a Besdin. And you find even more that this is a real din in Yivam Yisid Gimel. The Gemara says it's a real din, that in one city with one Besdin, you can't have different groups doing different psak. You can't be following different Rabbana, even. The Gemara says, the Gemara Dash is because it's Losis go to do. What does Losis go to do mean? So the Gemara Dash is Losis go to do means don't make agudos agudos. You should make different groups. That literally, it's a Losis go to do means you should make cuts in your flesh. Because now Dash is Losis go to do, that says Losis go to, Losis go to. If you make cut in the flesh, the Losis go to do also teaches us you shouldn't have groups in Klal Yisrael, and therefore one city can't have two menhagim going on. So the Gemara says, talks about Bishan and Bishil, that when they did have people doing some like Bishan and some like Bishil in one city. So Abai says, no, Tak in one city is Aser. But Rava says that, no, if the city has two basins, there's two basins in this one city, so then you'll not have two different Menhagim in one city. So that's accepted Psach. It's very important, Halacha L'maisa. Is like a city like New York, right? You're not bound by any particular kehillah because there's so many kehillahs here, and you consider it as having a bezdin. Let's just say exactly what does that mean. What the concept is, really has to be the concept. What does the Gemara mean that you shouldn't have agudos agudos? You shouldn't have different groups. What do you mean? You shouldn't have different groups, even in two cities. They shouldn't be allowed to have different minhagim. Everyone should have to be uniform, right? All of Klal Yisrael, right? Should have one minhag, right? That maybe would be the best. But why is it that it's just in one city? If you have two batei dinim, you can have two minhagim. Without that, you can't. So I thought the concept is something that's very makes a lot of sense that. The concept of having a gudus agudos is you're being two groups. It's like two cliques. You have the chashuk chevra that does this way, different chevra, the different row. It's two different, it's groups. Something makes it a group. Or gudud is a troop. Unless it goes to the lashon of gudud. Gudud is a troop. You shouldn't be troops. Klal Yisrael should be troops. Troops is each troop has their commander and different troops. You should be troops. So what does that mean? That means that you shouldn't be that you all in one city, you're choosing, I want to follow this camp, I want to follow the other camp. But if you have two batei dinim in a city, so then you're not really following, you can't say you're following two different, you're making cliques. You're not making cliques. Why is it? Let's first start with two cities. You have two cities. There's not two cliques. No. I live in one city. The city I live in city A, and that city has this minhagim. He lives in city B. We're not different groups. We're not like I'm one type of Jew, you're a different type of Jew. We're all the same thing. It's just that it happens to be. I'm in a different city, and therefore I go by my bezdin. You go by your bezdin because you're in your city. Right? There's nothing different between us. If I live in your city, I go by your bezdin. Right? If you want to come to my city, you'll go by my bezdin. Right? There's no fight between us. Right? We're all Bishal. So too, there are two Batei Din, meaning it's one town, but there's two jurisdictions in one town. Right? It's a big town, and they have two Chashuva bases, and each one has a different jurisdiction. So, man, we're not Gedudim, you know, just like in Yisrael, right? There's different Shvatim and different Dayanim for Shvatim, different Dayanim for, sorry, Asara, Sarah, Chamisha. That's not a Machlok, that's not a Purim in Klal Yisrael. When it's not like that, then it's a Gudos. So then that's a problem. You should have one uniform minhag. So Lemaisa, that's important for the Lemaisa, that if you have a spiry Kehila, an Ashkenazi Kehila in one city, so there's no Dinat Minhag HaMakom, because if you're spiry and you come to the town, I'm not going against it. I'm not being an aguda. I'm not being a different group. It's all, we're all just, we understand, we're part of different kehilas. We're related to a different kehila. So that's the thing about permanently in a city. Our Primi Gadim writes in Taft Sadivav, in Archaim Taft Sadivav, he writes that the whole problem of Losis Godudu is only when you're there B'Kvias. That B'Kvias, a town, should have one set minhag. If there's two kehilos, they can have two different minhagim. Two clear kehilos. If someone's not there permanently, so the Primi Gadim says there's no problem b'chlal. The problem how it gets sack if you're just a visitor, so a visitor doesn't have to go by the town. That's it. So that's the din, at least the din l'gabi d'raisa. However, for the Mishnah, I'm trying to point out, we see more than that. What about if you go from one town to the other town? What if you are a visitor? So the Ramban points out in Muhammad and other Rishonim that the Pashas is that the Mishnah tells us that if you go from one Makom to the other Makom, if you go whether from a Makom where they don't do work to a place they do work, or a place they do work to a place they don't do work. So the Mishnah says, no sin of love, chumrei, and don't do differently because of the machlokas. The Rabban explains Pashas. Here we're not talking about a permanent person. We're talking about a person who went from makom to makom. So he's still bound, and his ikur psak is where his kavua dukkah places is where he started from. His das lachzer, if his das to go back to his original place, that's his psak. His psak is like where he came from. However, there's a halacha that the town he goes to of Ali Sanim Mekneha Machlokas. Don't change because of Machlokas. So this is a din that he shouldn't change, and the Shalom said this means he doesn't manage to keep the psak where he's visiting, but he can't publicly do against their psak. You're not allowed to publicly go against the place you are. I mean, if it's a place, and this town has one minhag, so for you publicly to do against what the whole town does, that's like machlokas thing. So when you're in public, you're gonna have to keep with the kehila. So you find the Iri points this out. It's a Feirush Gemara, Kuhn Kuf Yud. But it has a story about a Yid Rami Bar Tamna. And he went to visit Pumpadisa, and he got to Pumpadisa on Erev Pesach. So not Erev Pesach, Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, and he wanted to eat, and he didn't have any food to eat for that. So what did he do? In Pumpadisa, the meaning of Pumpadisa was they wouldn't eat the chal, the udder of an animal. The udder, we would never eat an udder. But they would eat udders, but in Pumpadisa they didn't eat an udder, because eating an udder is there's an issue there, basar v'chalav, right? The cow and the udder has milk, and you eat it with the, if you cook it together with the, you roast it together with the meat, so there's some in of basar v'chalav there. So really it's mutter. Halach l'maisa, that's mutter, because milk doesn't have a good of milk until after it's been milked. The milk in the udder is mutter, it doesn't have a good of milk. Well, that was the chumra of Pumpadisa. So this Rami Bar Tanna went to the city and he didn't have what to eat, but he saw there's a lot of udders in the garbage because no one was eating their udders. So he ate the udders. So Rav Chisda summoned him in front of him. You know, he heard this, someone came to Pumbedisa, he's not keeping their minhag. He said, why are you eating the chal? don't you know you have to, you can't do that to the city? So he said, I ate it chutz l'tchum. I didn't eat it, I ran out of the tchum of the city, and I ate it there. And since it was chutz l'tchum, so no one saw it, and no one saw it, so therefore it wasn't a problem. So that's what we see. And this is born in halacha, chasam ches. But the halacha is that if you're kavua in a place, you don't have das to leave the place, so then you have to completely keep them in hagim, even with sinna, bein lahakka, bein lahakka. But if you are just a visitor, so then the fahesia, you have to go along with what they're doing it, but if you're in a sinna, no one will see you, so then you're okay. Now the other big chiddush here in this Gemara, is the Gemara speaks out of this din that Al Yishan of Neha Machlokis, that you have to conform to your community, even if you're a visitor. It's not only to take their chumras, it's even to take their kulas. But the Gemara tells us, the Gemara asks, what's the din if a person comes to a place where they don't do work on Erev Pesach, and he goes to a place where they do work? So what's the din? So the Gemara assumes you should have to do work, because it says, Al Yishan of Neha Machlokis. You have to, you can't make a machlokas, so you would have to do work. So the Gemara says that no, the person will not have to do work, because he can assume that everyone will just assume that he doesn't have work to do. They'll say, Kama batlan yika b'shuka. A lot of people don't have work, so it won't be so noticeable. But the Yishani says, if Taka, it's going to be noticeable. The situation is such that everyone will see that he's not taking on the minute. Yeah, he has to abandon his personal chumra and adapt the chumra of adapt the kula of the place and do work. And it's a pella. It's something that rubs us, you know. We're so they love our chumras. The hasach. If people don't do it, it's even more fun to do your chumra because everyone will see. Oh, look what a machmer I am. So apparently, that's not. So it says you should bend to the minhag. Now what exactly does that mean, bend to the minhag? So in Bino Tais in Sefer Yasha, this is in Sefer Yasha Shin Nun Hei, something that I would think is absolutely pashut. It says it's only talking about a chumrah. Give up your chumras. If something's a din, of course, don't abandon a din. Right? If you hold something, it's asr. So that's what he writes, and the pshat is that we're only talking about a chumra here. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to work on Erev Pesach, Erev Pesach before Chatzos. So you're just doing it as a chumra, so abandon your personal chumra. That's pashut. It's only by chumras. Halacha is pashut. What's interesting is to point out, Tosfos here doesn't say that way. Tosfos on the base of an Aleph actually seems not to say that. He says, if it's the Dereisa, so lo yaver al divrei Torah mishum hamachlokas. Tosa seems to say that at the raisa you're not over on mishum machlokas. A little bit he's mashma. Then a drabbanan you would be over on. I didn't know what it's possible to say. I find it hard to say the words. But if you look at Tosa's, it's the very shock sounds that way. Okay. Either way, halacha is not true, but definitely personal chumras. So it's brought in your day and ratio base, it's brought about, there's a chumrah past palter. There's a chumrah that some people don't even pass palter, pass bread baked by a guy. So if it's baked by a geisha baker, without going through the whole sugya, bread of a geisha baker, the ikar din is mutter. But there are some people who go with nimin, mashir satin, and their machma, right? It says make shuva. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't eat past halter. But it's brought down based on Sifrim that if somebody keeps this chumra of eating after past Yisrael, but he's with people and it will be noticeable that he's not eating the bread because he has his chumra, he should forgo his chumra and eat the past halter. So that's something to know. You know, this comes up. I was speaking to my son. My son lives in Lakewood. So in Lakewood, the minhag al pi Rav Aaron that they only wait 5.5 hours between Muslim translations. just a minute of liquid, and the liquid yeshiva and beis medrash gvoa. So they serve a fleishik lunch, and then they serve 5.5 hours later. They serve a milchik supper. And if you come a half hour late, apparently, my son tells me you might not get supper. So what do you do? So my first reaction was, okay, let's make a fight. Let's show them. Who do they think they are? They put their frum in liquid. Oh, okay. So she could do that. So what she could do is take the food back to your room. She could do that. Obviously, she could do that. And if you could do that with nobody thinking anything, Stan, you want to eat in your room, so there's no problem. But if people will notice, let's say people will notice, right? You leave with a half and half. No, but if it's something that you do all the time and you know that everyone's gonna know. So there could be room. Now you could say that maybe in Lakewood not everyone does like Rav Aaron, maybe just because you're yeshiva you don't have to do it. But there's definitely makom to say that the waiting between milk and fleishik is a chumra. It came up in one meal, but how long you wait is a subject of minhagim. When Mela forgo your own minhag, right, whenever you stop doing a chumra, you do not tell us the time, but forgo your own chumra in order for the shalom. So there's such a thing. Same thing could apply by kidneys. I don't think anyone's going to say this, but if you, let's say you go to a town, let's say I would go to Deal, and let's say, I don't know, let's say in Deal there's only Sephardim, no Ashkenazi show. I have no idea if that's true or not. Let's say, so I'm there for Pesach. Okay, I don't know how this story happens. I'm there for Pesach, and I'm in a house, and they're serving rice, and they know I'm hungry, and they know I like rice. I can't just say I don't like rice. No, thank you. So the Mela Pashtus is a person would have to eat the kidneys. Right? Same thing the other way. If the town doesn't have Sephardis, one Sephardi living in the town, but there's no Sephardi Kehila in the town, he wouldn't be allowed to eat kidneys for Farhesia. Right? If he's there permanently, he'd actually have to take on the minhag of the Makkah. But he definitely would not be able to publicly do that. Now most of our towns aren't like that. There's an important emotion about this, that if you just talk about New York, every time you have to know, most of us in New York, it's Mechilk out, he says in New York, he thinks there's no din of minhag hamakom b'chlal. He says that there's so many kehilos here. And he writes about the din in Sefiras HaOmer, the Ramah brings down all the different minhagim of when you keep the Avelis of the Omer, minhagi Avelis. The Ramah says it's different minhagim, but in one city you have to have one minhag. You should just have one minhag in one city. So that's definitely the idea. Definitely in the way Europe was, that's the way it should be. But Rav Moshe says you don't have to worry about that in America. In America, just the way it is, America, well, he's in New York. In New York, you don't have to worry about it because there's so many kehilos that there's no din of one city, and therefore there's no Moses go to do, and you can have different minhagim. There's one thing that always comes up with tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's another interesting thing, is that different minhagim of tefillin. So Rav Moshe also writes a tshuva in Chela Kei Simen Chaf Dalet. He writes that Ikra Din is no lotus golden do because there's two kehilos. Once there's two kehilos, it's not a problem. He says, but he does point out the Moshe Brewer brings Hashem the Malbim. He says one base Knesset shouldn't have two minhagim. You shouldn't have two things in one base Knesset. The one business is either everyone should wear tefillin or everyone should not wear tefillin. So Rav Moshe says the lashon of Mishnah Berurah is just nachum. It's proper. The chiddush of that is meikar that is not lotus golden do because you have two kehilos. You could say, well, you have two minhagim. You have a lot of people doing two minhagim, but it's not so pashut because. By the case of kidneys, it's more pashut. Because by kidneys, you have a Sephardi kehila. We know there's Sephardi, and they they Eukenius, and with Ashkenazi, they had their Dori Doris and not Eukenius. So it's not such a stigma there. Something like Tefillin, though, what do you mean? We're in one base Knesset, we're all here together in Shul. This is my Kihila. We're all together in one Kihila. Why is someone wearing Tefillin and someone not wearing Tefillin? We're not two Kihilas. What makes us two Kihilas? So Melech is not as Pasha, and therefore, as a Chumrah, Rav Moshe says, that we should do this. So that's why in places where they're medactic, they have this Chumrah, that they try to have two separate minyanim in the shul, one for people who wear tefillin, one for people who don't wear tefillin. Okay. So that's the minhag hamakom, and that's the minhag ikar. Now, personal minhagim, minhag of people, what makes a Sephardi Sephardi? Right? Is it just where he lives? He lives in that community? What if a Sephardi wakes up one morning and he wants to become Ashkenazi? So could he just change his membership? What show he belongs to, and now he's puff. Have to do a test of time on something, so puff, you're an Ashkenazi. Right? Will that work, or is that something to do? Right? So definitely pay halacha, if you do move into a community that's totally Ashkenazi, the Sephardi moves in, he becomes Ashkenazi. There's nothing to do about that. That's straight to din, but if it's halacha, so you have to take the minhag hamakom. However, the etzem, it's not something to do. Right? It's not something to do, and the emphasis is the hashtag. It's very important for a person to try to keep his kehila and try to make sure he's in a city that has his kehila there, a representation of his kehila there. So you find that from the Gemara about the Bnei Baishan. Right? The Gemara tells us about the Bnei Baishan, this town Baishan. They wanted to change their minhag. They had a minhag of Chumrah about not going on a long trip on Erev Shabbos. And they wanted to matter their minhag. They went to Rav Yochanan and said, could we all collectively get out of our minhag? You have to keep the minhag amakum. What if the whole minhag amakum says, we don't like this minhag, and therefore we're not going to keep it? It's a chum, they were makabas, they can do a taras of dime, and then finished. The minhag amakum changed, right? There's got to be someone to change the minhag amakum. Don't we have to make changes? So Rav Yochanan said, no, you have to keep things the way they are. He says, why according to Pasuk Shema B'ni Musa Avichla Titzos Torah Simecha? The son called Torah Simecha. The father says Titzos Torah. Musa Avichla Titzos Torah. The father says Torah. But the Mecha in the Pasuk, Rabbi Yochanan says, is the community. The community and your Mesorah. Your personal Mesorah is your Torah Simecha. This is your Mesorah of your town. He says, Karkiblu Al-Seichem Al-Alehem. This is what your Avos do. You should keep the practice of your Avos. What is it? That's a pasuk of Mishlei, right? It's not a din of race, it's not a din of machlokas, but it's a din that's good to keep what your avos do. If you take a change to a different town, so then okay, that overrides. The need to do minhag hamakom will override your alteshus Torah simcha. But machatila, a person should try to keep his personal desire. There's one other sugi here. That's going to be into all of this. Very important sugya. Halacha Lemaisa comes up in the Gemara is a sugya of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus. So the Gemara tells us Lemaisa about Rav Safra, different Rishonim say different things about exactly what the story was. But the short of it is that Rav Safra kept one day Yom Tov, but he was in a place where they kept 2 days Yom Tov. So Rav Safra said, the Yishuv, I'm going to do like everyone else for 2 days, but the Midbar, he goes out of the town to the Midbar, so then his din, he says, the din for him and for Abba is to just keep 1 day. So what's understood from this Gemara is that the din of Yom Tov Sheni behaves the same way by as other halachos and minhagos, is that if you come from Eretz Yisrael and go to Chutz Laaretz, so if your das is stay in Chaslars, of course, if you come like an international Chaslars. But if your das lasts, you don't plan to stay, you're just visiting from Eretz Yisrael. So then the Yishuv, when you're in Yishuv, which means you're around other people, and it could be knows what you're doing, so you have to make believe you're keeping 2 days. Yeah.
What happened over COVID? Like if people came in from Eretz Yisrael, like right in the beginning, so like that was heading back, but with all the.
Right. Okay, so we're going to talk about everything. We're going to have time, we'll talk about everything. So, So that's what's in Shulchan Aruch. And Ben Eretz Yisrael, who comes to Chutzlars, has to keep the dinim, outwardly has to keep the dinim of 2 days Yom Tov. Exactly what he has to do, so there's a little bit of machlokas here. You have to keep the minhag ha-makom. So it says, Osaka says, in the city you have to keep 2 days, but in the midri you keep 1 day. So Tosu says that, what does that mean? Why do you have to go to the midbar? So he says that, all Safi meant to say is that you can only do Malacha B'tzina. But if you are in the town, Tosu says, Stam Malacha, you're not able to do B'tzina. Lo Efshel Lo Malacha B'tzina, Kmo Shai Zvam. It's hard to do Malacha B'tzina. And therefore, Safi was saying you can't do it in the town. But the emes is, according to Tosus, if they were doing some sort of malacha, the Israeli in visiting in New York, so if he's completely in a private room and there's no way anyone could possibly notice what he's doing, so he would be allowed to do malacha. However, in the Muhammad's here, so the Muhammad's writes that no, if Safa's Badafka, but if you're in the town, you have to keep Yom Tushayim completely. You can't do. The Ben Eretz Yisrael can't do Malacha B'chlal. He says, it's like Maris Ayin, that would say, even B'chadre Chadarim you're asking. And you go, okay, no one's going to see it's B'tzina, but L'maisa, since you're in the town, someone you might see, even though it's a particular case, no one's going to see, but L'maisa, if we allow you to do this, it might come to a situation that people are seeing. So just like Maris Ayin, we ask you, even B'chadre Chadarim, even if it's absolutely, you know that no one, you have a door, it's a locked door. So too with this, Rabbi is kind of dealing with the locked door, but you can't do malacha. Mishnah Berurah says, more or less, Alpi the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's something that's absolutely impossible for anyone to find out, anyone to catch on. Then the Ben Eretz Yisrael would be allowed to do that in plus lines. But if there's any shaisas that any way someone could he'll talk on the phone and people could conceivably put their ear to the door and hear him, so he can't do that. Big Shaila about the Ben Chutzlaritz, an American visiting in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov. So what does he do? So he tries to act. What's he supposed to do? How's he supposed to act? So should he act like it's Chol? What's he supposed to do? It's much harder to do that. Right? So it's not so pasha. Rav Shlomo Zalman says he has to make the leader's chol. So make the leader's chol. Rav Shlomo Zalman says he shouldn't go to Minyan, shouldn't daven, shouldn't have an American Minyan in Har Nof. He shouldn't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Because if he sits in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, people might notice it. And then as you stroll, of course, they don't sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So it's okay, a problem. The Maisa Rav Yosha says not that way, and there's a few reasons why not to worry about this so much, about looking like you're keeping 2 days. First of all, Rav Yosha points out it's not so much of the whole business. We understand Ali Shana Mitofa Mishum HaMachlokas might cause machlokas. So okay, if there's one person, you know. Back in the olden days, there's one person visiting from Eretz Yisrael. Chutzlar, Frasim, Malacha, everyone's going to want to stone him. Everyone's going to, it's going to make a real fight. But today, he says, you know, you're in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and you have a million. No one's going to think, oh, you start fighting with you. You have the wrong day of Shavuos. So everyone will understand it. So he says, the inn is not, he says, you shouldn't, it's not quite as big a chash of Ali Shalat Ben Machimus. The other point is that we only give in on our chumras. We don't give on an ikur hadin. We don't give up an ikur hadin for shama. Right? So most rishonim hold that yom tushen shal galios is a din drabanan. It's not just a minhag. It's rooted in a minhag, but it's really a din drabanan. The meila kriyas haTorah for yom tov is also a din. So the meila wearing big day Shabbos, big day yom tov, and yom tov is also a din. So the Meila, it wouldn't just be seen as a Chumra, and therefore you could be, I don't know, called Mako, you know, to wear, to act like it's Yom Tov. You should. If you could be master, well, you could be master, you could be master, but there's some things you can't be master, you know, so lock yourself in your house all day and not talk to anyone, you don't have to do. And the other point I saw, and this was from somewhere, I was actually quoting this, but it's a Steirish discussion of Beisilsin. Beisilsin has a safer Avkas Rochel. I have in the Beis Medrash. This is the Tshuvos of the Beisilsin. And he writes that in his day, the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was that they would have people who would visit, didn't know what happened, but he said there are people who would come and visit Eretz Yisrael, Olam Regel, he calls them. They would come to Yerushalayim for Yotiv. I didn't think it would happen, so it's probably very hard to get there, but apparently there are people who made the trip. And he said that they would have a minyan, the Farhesia. And so you've asked me, how do they have a minyan for Hesia? It doesn't say Alishana and Atnei Machlokas, you can't do that. So he says, it's not a problem. He says, what's Alishana and Atnei Machlokas? They'll see someone doing Malacha and they'll say, must be doing Malacha on Yom Tov is okay, or must be it's not so bad. Here, what did he say? They see people davening Yom Tov, davening, and they think it's Chol. The Eretz Yisrael person thinks it's a weekday, and what are the people davening? Davening Yom Tov. So he says, what's the problem? You're afraid they're going to start diving up to one weekday? This is not the same problem. So that's why you could have such a limit. Big Shaila, just talk for a few minutes about a very big Shaila. Everyone, you know, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, visits there, they have this kind of Shaila about do I keep one day or 2 days? What's the, we were saying, Pashur, is Daito Lachzar? You keep 2 days, you don't die till after 1 day. But it's not so question. It's really very, very involved, shameful. Different people are asking a different question. So I'll just say the Rashi Prakim of the Sugi here. So the Beis Yosef writes that we're Pashtun and the Radvaz writes that if you come to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, you keep 2 days. But not everyone agrees with that. The Chacham Tzvi and Adenezer and others, there are some who say the whole thing is not true. They say they don't believe the whole thing. They say, what are you talking about? You have to take on the, you have to keep your minhagim, that's true. You have to keep the chumas makum sheyatz misham. You have to keep your psak. So you're keeping your psak. You shouldn't abandon your psak just because you go on vacation. So you're temporary in Eretz Yisrael. Don't abandon your psak of your poskim in New York. But keeping 2 days, that's nothing to do with psak. There's no machlokas in psak here. If you ask a posik in America, is Yom Tov 2 days or 1 day? They'll tell you. In America, it's 2 days, in Eretz Yisrael, it's 1 day. If you ask a posik in Eretz Yisrael, is Yom Tov 1 day or 2 days? They'll tell you the same exact thing. Eretz Yisrael, 1 day. There's no machlokas here. There's no psak issue. So therefore, he says that no, Chazal was psaking, and if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you keep 1 day. If you're a chassidus, you keep 2 days. That's the psak. It's nothing to do with your chumas of where you came from. Nothing to do with where you came from. It's where you are. So that's a shita. So the accepted shita is not that way. And the response is to say no. There's really machlokas here about the whole din of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galias. So the Chacham Tzvi's understanding, it's a machlokas that is a chilek in the din of Yom Tov, that in Chutzlar Yom Tov is 2 days, and Eretz Yisrael is 1 day. That's not the case. According to Beis Yosef, that's not the case. Beis Yosef will understand, no, it's not that way. Nothing to do with Yom Tov, Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar is no difference. And Pshat would be, because Bezdin is no difference. Like, it's mad that they were Makad HaShalpi Bezdin, so that's how the whole minute started, and then okay, right, the people in Eretz Yisrael, they knew when Yom Tov won, the people in Chutzlar didn't know. That was in their time. But the Maisa Gemara is based on Daftal, that there was a Chiddush, that the Chazal stopped being Mekadosh at some point, stopped being Mekadosh al Pi Re'iyah, and everything was totally on Cheshbon. And then Mela, once we're being Mekadosh al Pi Cheshbon, what difference does it make whether you're in Chutzlaretz or Eretz Yisrael? That was his own piece. Chazal said that Achal Pikin in Chutzlaretz, you should keep Minhag Avoseichem and keep 2 days. He said you should keep it, so we do it. Why? Different people said why. What the Gemara says most preferred is that maybe there will come a time that there will be a Gzeira and people talk about knowing Yom Tov. Whatever the reason is, is, but there's no real difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, right? Because they're happy in Eretz Yisrael too. It's just that for whatever reason, has to be reasoned, but whatever reason is different than in Minhagim. The Mela that you sow the Dinyan to Shani is not that you're in America, it's that you belong to a Kehila in America. That's what it is. It's rooted in the Minhag, and the Minhag is rooted in the Kehila that you belong to. So that would be the defense for the accepted halakha. Everything goes by. Like, it's not the difference in places, it's the difference in the kehila. And the kehilas, the minhagim of the kehilas is based on where they are. And if there's other objections, the Baal Tanya said he held that you just go by where you are. He says it's impossible to say that you're an Eretz Yisrael and you're keeping second day Yom Tov. He said because the what's pshat in Chutz Laaretz we keep 2 days Yom Tov. Stop. We make believe it's a weekday. We make believe it's Yom Tov. He says Chas Hashem. Avada, the kedushas hamakom is a kedusha of Yom Tov Sheni in Chutz Laaretz. He says the male if you're in Eretz Yisrael, there's really no kedusha of Yom Tov Sheni in Eretz Yisrael. Stop for you personally to act like it's Yom Tov. He said you shouldn't do that. So interesting, I saw the Beis Yosef, so in Avkas Rochel, he actually brought someone who said that. Almost a similar type thing. He quotes someone who said that Al Pi Kabbalah, if a visitor from Chutz Laaretz in Eretz Yisrael should only keep 1 day. And he quotes Al Pi Makobo, Al Pi Begonia Kabbalah, that the ending of 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz is because in Chutz Laaretz we need 2 days of Yom Tov. 1 day won't do it for us. In Chutz Laaretz, since we're in Galus, we're like a lower Madrega and we need 2 days. This is the Melian Eretz Yisrael. What are you keeping 2 days for? So the Beis Yosef answers back. He was like upset at the person. It's like almost an angry tshuva. He says, it's absurd. That's not how halacha works. He says, you're telling me, as far as the Maisa and halacha, we see that Yom Tov is a din of having to do with Minhag. And therefore, we kuvel Yom Tov al-pi, what's your original kehila? We go by your kehila. So the bottom line, just say the bottom line, what to do with your Eretz Yisrael. So the bottom line is, there's different shittos here. The pashas is, if you have das lachzer, so you keep 2 days. If it's suffix das lachzer, so if you have suffix, maybe I'm going to go back. So then it's interesting, lashal gemar, if you have das lachzer, you don't keep the din of the place. You have to have das lachzer. It has to be, you really think you're going back. The Rabbaz writes that if people come with their whole family to Eretz Yisrael, and in his days it was very hard stamp to move from one country to the other country, so even though they have Das Lachzer, everyone knows it's likely they're not going to actually go back. So then he says they should only keep 1 day. So therefore, the bottom line is, if someone's living in Eretz Yisrael, they think, I might go back, but it's not sure he's going to go back, so then he should keep 1 day.